Faith is one's bold journey into critical thinking while placing your own life on the line as you think for yourself. Faith is there's no safe way to do it. If you feel that you want to look within and develop faith without anyone else's ideas or assistance, you're still going to read a book with someone else's ideas and assistance. It just determines which ideas you prefer. Do you have the capacity to hear the deep within your own heart? Do you have the capacity or the faith or the competence or the confidence to hear the deep calling within? Because it's all based on you anyway. And sometimes we want to eavesdrop on the spirit vicariously through someone else. It's like I want to get the benefit of hearing what's going on through someone else's headphones. Because that's the safest way to do it, is to ride someone else's thoughts and perspective. Let me shadow the shadow. Let me shadow someone who is experiencing that other realm, and I will hear through them. But you still are not hearing for you when you're hearing through them. It takes a bold move in oneself to journey through critical thinking. Thinking and perceiving and giving your life and placing your life on the line for what you may find or may not find. It takes faith to have faith. It takes a boldness to do that on your own. It takes boldness to not just read for yourself, but determine for yourself. Do you have the capacity to not just read for yourself, but to listen for yourself? Because faith comes by hearing. It comes from this inner preacher that's within you. But hey, that's my vernacular. You still may find yourself borrowing what I just said. So when will you begin your journey into faith? When will you actually begin your sojourn into this thing that we call divine curiosity? Oh yeah, the scriptures gives us a nice foundation of historical facts of people who listened within themselves and took a journey. We can quote the biblical examples, but the fear is when you venture beyond the biblical safety net to go into your own personal journey of critical thinking and listening to who you perceive to be as the Lord. What are you being open to? Or is there a fear that I will be open to some sort of heresy or falseness? Only you can determine if it's true or false. Only you can determine what's true for you. Only you can determine your lane and what's the frequency surrounding you. But the safety that we seek, the assurance and the confirmation to seek a permission to go on this journey, it's almost as though we want to get confirmation that we could take this journey and live to tell about it and come back, because we're not sure if we're going to be caught away with something. So assure me that I am able to come back after this journey. And I'm going to tell you something, beloved. No one else can give you that competency or that journey or that assurance but you, because you're placing your life on the line for a spiritual journey. And are you looking for some to make you a promise? Are you looking for someone else to make you a promise that will assure that if you take this journey, you'll live to come back? Only you have that. That's your introduction to faith. Do you feel you'll return? Or do you feel there is a need to return? Because so many times we are curious about moving into the revelatory realm of the kingdom, but we don't know if we're going to get caught up, and we want to know, will I lose myself? Can I go and come back? Can I visit whenever I want? And when I don't want to visit, I could return? Are you ready to take the journey to the unknown? And I think we want to know that if we visit the unknown, can we return back to the known? We're afraid of what might happen or what we will lose. Will we die? Will we change forms? Beloved, that's your own journey to faith. It's easy to believe for someone, and it's easy to admire others who've taken that trip and how you could buy a ticket and live vicariously in this great kingdom amusement park through someone else's experiences. Are we buying experiences from people so we could get a glimpse of the other side through other people? Are we wanting to connect to these people to see what we are afraid to see, but we will view it through them because they have proven that they have the capacity to go and come back? Are we living vicariously through other people's ideas? Are we afraid to follow ideas, but we have earmarked certain people's whose ideas we will borrow? Are you really ready for faith if you're borrowing someone else's perspective? Are you really ready for the journey into critical thinking? What do you fear you're going to lose? What do you fear you're going to lose? Because whatever you fear losing is the main cog that's keeping you connected to this side. Maybe that's the cost. What do you think?